And good evening. You're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
And only.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Father's Day. Last week, to all those fathers, last week was a wonderful week of Father's Day. We just want to say that again for all those fathers that are out there. It was a great week. I loved it.
Yep, it was great. Great with my grandson, Luke. I'll mention that again.
And proud Luke.
Go on the website, see the black blueberries that he had for breakfast. Wonderful picture.
He wears them well.
So, Monique, you've been busy.
Oh, no, you're not going to make me talk about it.
I'm just going to say something about that you've been in studio today, and we're just
Well, I am thankful for work. We can leave it at that, but God is good to bring work, so
yeah.
I am thankful.
Oh, she works a little bit. Look at her. She's so modest. It's like, yeah, I work. Her resume is like 14 pages. It's like Randy Crenshaw's resume almost.
Yeah, that guy's amazing.
You know, that was a great time, too, with Randy last week. I tell you, what a
great soul. He's just dull.
Oh, yeah.
No life.
He has no comedic timing whatsoever.
I'm telling you, if you didn't get that show, you got to go log on and listen to that. That was so much fun.
And you could get connected at worshipfactory.net. Go to the social media site. We are actually a social networking site like Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. For Christian artists, or artists that may want to think about being a Christian, which would be a good thing.
Or writers, just directors, artists, producers, sound designers, etc.
Well, there you go again. Artists aren't not directors and producers and writers.
Everybody.
And they're not
or,
business people.
As Rod would say, businessmen. Because
yes.
I have to think creatively.
Every day.
Okay, I go out into my backyard and my dad has hung this. My dad is creative. He claims not to be creative. He claims not to be the creative one in the family. And he has to paint something. He's redoing our bathroom. And I come out there and he's got this thing jimmy-rigged. I'm like, okay, that's creativity. For a man who claims not to be creative, I'm like, that was a creative way to paint that. He had it all hung up on the tree with these bungee cords. So businessmen, they can be creative too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, in fact, our guest today is a good example
Goodness
of that.
Sakes.
Somebody who's very creative in business and in life. So, yeah, business can be very creative.
I can't wait to talk to Aurelio Barreto. Everybody may know him from the NOTW work, Not of This World t-shirts. And, you know, it's so funny. I was telling Aurelio earlier, it's like I would drive down the street and you always see those NOTW signs like all over the cars. And, I mean, whoever's doing the marketing is doing a pretty good job. Tracy, wherever you are out there, I think. great job because it's just wonderful. And then the C28, which is just a wonderful mission in itself. You know, you go into the schools and love to get into a story, but I mean into the stores, the shopping malls, and here they are, these stores that are out there that are actually standing for Jesus and doing what they're doing, young people that are actually out there selling the product, and just an incredible story. I can't wait to get into it, but that's Aurelio Barreto will be our next guest next segment.
Yeah, and I want to mention that our guest last week, Randy Crenshaw, was also our trivia question winner.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. So, yes, Take Six won their Grammy in 1988 for Spread Love.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, so that contest is over. You didn't get that Baselines book, but maybe next time. We are still looking for our 100th Connect member. And it's very close. I don't want to give it away, but it's very close. Sign up, and it could be you. You could get your own copy of Baselines, Alvin Chia's book.
Wow. They've got a little bit of voices, those guys, tapes and Take Six.
Yeah.
They can sing a little bit. You know, how many, I think it was 6 Grammy Awards and, I don't know, 20 Dove Awards or something crazy like that with Alvin Chia and the
They're
guys.
They're all pretty amazing.
Yeah. Get connected on Worship Factory. You're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And we will be in studio with Aurelio Barreto on next segment. And also, then Charity Vance from American Idol will be coming up, too, by the way. All you American Idol fans that are out there. I can't wait to talk to her, either. That's an amazing story.
Rod, you're holding something in your hand. What is that?
Yeah, this is where radio is a drag, because this is really a cool thing. I'm showing it to everybody else that's in studio.
Wow, here. That's cool.
The block
Hold
of wood.
Hold it up to the window.
It's actually artwork. We had an art auction on Friday at Real Life Church to benefit Zoe International and She Dances. These are two organizations that are fighting human trafficking. This actually exists in our world today. There are 12 million people in the world in slavery today. Mm. And these people are fighting it in the name of Jesus to try to free people, especially in the sex industry. So we had an art auction. These are a few pieces. One I'm holding is called Underground Feast. You're going to love it. I'm going to post pictures of these on the website. The one I love the best is Monsters versus aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not the best?
Hilarious.
That was the hot topic of the night. That's yeah. for sure what I hear from the yeah. little so
you're
going
to want to see these things.
In- so a firsthand example of using your creative skills to further the kingdom of God. They had, gosh, how many pieces there did they have that night?
It was 60-some pieces, I think 70 or
so. An amazing turnout. They raised over $4,500.
Yes.
Went straight to Zoe and She Dances.
Yes.
And when I got my little art thing, I'm like, who do I make the check out to? And they're like, Zoe. I'm like, ah, I love that. There's like was not even an overhead charge or anything, so...
So cool, too.
So
I mean, the young guys from Nickelodeon and Disney and all the people that are working out there in the animation field, that are also artists, different types of artists, maybe graphic artists, were out there drawing their stuff and giving it away or selling it. And at the auction was just incredible. Incredible talent out there.
Right.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see that there's a revival of sorts in the creative community, realizing that we can make a difference. We're seeing it in both the secular and the Christian world,
yeah.
where we can get on a cause and we can make a difference. But we're finding new ways of doing that and a new level of creativity. So I can't help but think there's probably listeners out there right now as this broadcast is going on that are wondering what they're supposed to be doing. And maybe you're even stuck in a job you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think of yourself as a creative person. And I got to tell you that these days, there's something going on that creativity is being birthed and released like never before. People are coming up with new ideas, and things are happening at a greater pace than ever before. So don't be despaired. Don't be down. And be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say something really cool? This weekend, I sat down with two or three different friends in two or three different environments, and I just asked them the question, what would be the coolest dream you've ever had? And they went off. And one lady was like, I'd love to open a house and have, like, a home for abused mother and children. And, like, you know, she just started thinking of the coolest thing she could think of. And another friend who's a drummer friend, he was like, well, I'd love to be able to be in a band, but I'd love to start these mentoring programs. I'd love to be some kind of teacher. And it was fun to just ask that question to some of my friends lately, just to see if, you know, if money wasn't an issue, if, you know, any kind of boundaries weren't an issue, what would be the ultimate thing that would bring you joy that you would like to participate in? And it was fun to just kind of listen to them and let their, you know, creativity go off on what they would see as the coolest dream they could participate in. So that's my challenge for you, listeners.
Yes.
What's your biggest dream? Think creative. Think big. And I know God will use that.
Oh, don't get Rod started on that question. Please don't get Rod started.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Pull out the chair.
Yeah, we got to think outside the box. I'm sorry, but it's just real, you know. And God's calling his people to quit being small-minded. Mm. This is the creator of the universe. Let's get outside the box, people. Let's not think of ourselves as less than everybody else. The creative juices he's put inside of us, wow. We put all together, we connect, and we unite and help each other, we can do a lot for the kingdom.
And that's why I think Connect is so valuable, because you've got, you know, high concentrated amount of creative thinkers in one place where you can pick each other's brains and inspire one another. So sign up, get connected, start reaching out and posting your ideas and thoughts. And
yes.
And I think we're a lot stronger in force, obviously. I mean, by numbers, if we start, you know, coming together and all of us sort of uniting, you know, we encourage this all the time at Worship Factory. Get online, get connected. And if you are a ministry out there and need some help or support, or you're starting whatever it is in the creative arts and you want to start something you need promotion for that we can help with, whether it's online, again, we're getting connected every day with our artists and the people within the Worship Factory community. If we can support you and you can support us and we can support one another as the body of Christ, I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, we're a lot different when we're individuals. We get isolated and get away from our game. And if we could sort of join forces, hold hands, grab each other, encourage one another, love each other as the Bible calls us to do, I think, you know, we're all in an industry that's really tough out there.
Yeah.
And every day we deal with major issues every single day of our life and rejection and everything else as creatives. But, you know, there is a place to go as far as that goes. First and foremost, the Bible, obviously, go there for your support. But if you need some other encouragement from other Christians out there, go to worshipfactory.net.
Yeah, I want to remind our listeners, there's voices out there that want to keep doubt and fear as our number one thing going on in our minds. Those are the things that suppress what God wants to do in our lives. So you got to get connected. The way to overcome that, and that's why we're part of the body of Christ, is because you've got to get connected. You've got to be a part of something. So as creatives, we've realized that we've allowed ourselves to get disconnected in that one area of our lives. And so God's calling his people to get together, get connected, break down those barriers, support each other, and let's move forward.
You know, it's so scary because it's, you know, that's what we are called to do. And yet we don't always do it. And, you know, it's one of those things we're commanded to do is to reach out to one another. And now with the via the internet, we can connect with one another all over the world. And this opportunity with Worship Factory, a site like worshipfactory.net, you can get connected wherever you are. You could be in South Africa. You could still connect with somebody. It's just that's the way the internet and that's the way communication and entertainment and the way that we're talking in the way, to the world now is through the medium of internet.
Yeah. And so with Connect, you get accessed to some of the people you'd never otherwise have access to. You know, the guests that we have on our show, Lisa's a good example, Lisa Valesi.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what a gift.
Wonderful, precious person, and you can have access to these people via our website, and they can help promote and encourage. It's wonderful.
You know, Rod, we also want to talk about real quickly about Matt Brower coming up July the 10th over at His Way Church up in Valencia, California as well, a concert with Matt Brower. Dove-nominated and Juno Award-winning Matt Brower.
That guy's amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I watched there's a video on – is it on Connect?
It's on Connect,
and, you know, he just has, you know, Vince Gill, Amy Grant backing him up. And I'm like, what?
A couple of his friends have showed up.
Who has those kind of people backing him up? That's ridiculous.
You know, and we'll be back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM and our guest, Aurelio Barreto. So stay tuned, stay on, stay connected. We'll be right back with more of WorshipFactory.net.
Song for you, like a prayer that reaches high. The glory of your name, our greatest cause. Let our lives